One of the telltale signs that we are now smack dab in the middle of a headlong rush into tyranny is the fact that this video has a high likelihood of being struck down by the Big Brother tools at Big Tech, not because it actually violates any specific rule in objectively verifiable detail, but because it dares to point out how the current Big Tech drive toward totalitarianism in the USSA is very much in line with similar drives toward tyranny and recent history. Over the past few days, the elite abuser class-controlled media mouthpieces have openly called for the unvaxxed to be persecuted in a variety of ways. Let me repeat that. To be persecuted in a variety of ways, in significant ways, including not being allowed to work and not being allowed into a grocery store. These are facts, facts and approaches that are proudly on full display across elite abuser class-controlled media. They're way past the point of even trying to hide it anymore. Now the open promotion of hatred and persecution of a group of people is itself presented as a virtue. While the threats, hate, and promotion of persecution have been thick in the air for a while now, things have been ratcheting up in recent days with very old familiar attributes of the totalitarian spirit on full display as the elite abuser class prepares one part of the population to regard another part of the population as the source of all their problems and therefore worthy of increasingly severe persecution. A first step often taken by totalitarians in the past and present is to identify and ostracize the group that it is targeted for persecution. This is often accomplished by blaming the group in question for serious problems or challenges to the common good. We're now seeing this tired old gimmick plastered all over elite abuser class-controlled media as system-stamped experts and drones perpetually blather on about how the unvaxxed are the root cause of all of the most serious problems that we face as a people. This is now the non-stop narrative aimed at inspiring disgust, contempt, and even hatred for those people who just won't get with the unquestionably enlightened vaccine program. With blame firmly affixed to the targeted group, that group is then increasingly dehumanized as a subclass of the species that is actually holding back the whole and preventing essential progress. The targeted group is painted as something less than fully human, like a Neanderthal or a stupid animal, that sort of thing. The masses are increasingly encouraged to view the targeted group in this way and to treat the targeted group accordingly. Then we move on to more pointed forms of demonization aimed at connecting the dots established through blame and dehumanization so that the target group will be perceived not only as an obstacle to progress, but as an active adversary or enemy of true humanity, true enlightened humanity. The target group is then set up for increasingly hostile persecution, with even the most extreme forms of persecution justified by the fact that the targeted group is now understood as an active enemy and a threat to true humanity. That's how tyrants and tyrant wannabes roll. That's how the elite abuser class in its past and present incarnations tends to operate. We've seen it many, many times throughout history, and we are definitely seeing it right now in the USSA. The good news is that the more desperately elite abuser class gets, and the more it trots out these same old tire tricks and gimmicks, in this age of instant communication, the more they expose themselves as the modern day Nazis or Soviets that they are. This time, we're onto their game as never before. This time, it's just not gonna work as it has in the past. And deep down, many in the elite abuser class know it. They can feel it. That's why they're desperate. That's why they're making this last ditch mad grab for power while they can. So stay strong, stand firm, and understand that the good guys are going to win. We're not going to go back into the good old tyrannical days of gulags or concentration camps, and we're not going to march forward into the Orwellian fantasies of these elite abuser class psychopaths. We're going to resist them, and we're going to win. Then we're going to write the history books that describe our defeated enemies as the failed tyrant wannabes that they are. If you appreciate this perspective, please subscribe to the channel, and if you want a much deeper dive into subjects like this, sign up for the weekly newsletter at HellraiserReport.com.